Radio.
I'm sure we're all growing up, and now that we have children, we've all told the fairy tale about the woodsman or the baker or the widow or someone who's been granted three wishes and has all squandered all those three wishes on silly things. And we've all thought to ourselves, well, if I'm given three wishes, what would I do? And we probably all wish that we had an infinite number of wishes. Well, this is the kind of mentality, I think, that stands behind James and John's request today to Jesus. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. It's as if they were treating Jesus like an all-purpose appliance whose sole purpose was to do their bidding. When Jesus challenges them, they quickly claim to be willing to pay the price for the honour they seek. But they seem to have no idea what drinking the cup actually means. How easy can it be for all of us to approach Jesus in the Eucharist in the same way, with a list of things that we want forgiven and favours we want granted, but with little sense of being connected to Jesus himself? Such an approach may honour Jesus as all-powerful and all-loving, but it still misses the mark. Perhaps we should do better to ask how that he can approach us. Jesus tells us this morning, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. At Mass, Jesus is the victim whose body is broken for us. In confession, he bends down and washes our feet. In prayer, his restless gaze exposes our deepest needs as his open, wounded hands reach out to us, ready to fill us with grace. In every challenging situation, Jesus stands before us, inviting us to take up our cross and to follow him on the road of trust and love. So instead of coming to Mass with a list of petitions or asking Jesus to fill us with blessings, let's try to come to him as he comes to us. Let's offer him our lives, the work that we did last week, our talents, our accomplishments, and yes, our fears and needs. Hand them all over to him, then watch as Jesus takes our lives and gives them back to us, filled with his love and his grace. Jesus, help us to empty ourselves and lay at your feet. Lord, we want to be a fellow servant with you in the household of faith. Amen.
Radio.org.au